Well, I tell you a curious thing. A Scientologist has been trying to change minds, right? And some of the preclearance he's been trying to... You see, he could do this forever if he just kept winning, but he didn't win all the time. All right, he's tried to change minds and he's failed. Unless you were very relaxed about whether somebody changes his mind or not, why, you can get hooked with this because you are changing somebody's mind, right? But you know the poison in the fang. And you know the antidote for it. Just get the as-isness of the pre-clear. And this brings up a total process, which I promised I'd tell you about, called description processing. Not descriptive processing, that'd be like descriptive Johnny, but description processing. And all this and several other types of processes on the same line, but this is a very effective one, all this does is to try to get the pre-clear, to get the as-isness of things. And this works madly on a Scientologist. You just get him started describing all the pre-clears he's processed. Now, not necessarily what their mental states were, but what they looked like. You know, where they sat and what happened in the sessions. Get the as-isness of it. It's a terrifically permissive process. It's fascinating that Papa Freud should be so adroit. He certainly was not born with any gangplank in his mouth, but he was always missing the boat. This boy, somebody says, ooh. This boy had the most interesting history of boat missing. He missed boats to Alaska, to China, to Asia, to the Middle East, and so forth. It's a good thing that he got interested in the subject, because nobody else was. But beyond that, we find it fabulous that he would miss as many boats. Do you realize that all of the hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours spent in psychoanalysis are simply devoted to letting somebody associate? Well, that's what's wrong with the patient. He's associating everything with everything until he gets a total identification. He can't differentiate. Well, all right, now let's look at this description processing. If he put in all these hours simply asking him to describe everybody he'd known, he would have had well people. You get that? Instead of telling how horrible everybody was to him and looking for the deep significance and changing it all into sex, which perpetuates sex like mad, by the way, it just hangs a pre-clear on bad sex all the way along the line. Alter isness on the subject of bad sex. We get bad sex and then alter it. And what's that going to make? There's some lines in an old book, descriptive of the Veda, which tells the horrible state that Brahmins are going to get into, and it goes on for several pages of invective. But these are mild compared to the state this would get somebody in practicing alter isness on sex, on bad sex. Well, why didn't he get human? Why didn't he breathe in everything? All he would have had to have done, we know now, is just have him sit there, you see, have the patient sit there and describe Mama and describe Papa, and describe them accurately. Not describe anything but the accuracy of the person. Where the person lived, what the person ordinarily wore, how the person looked, the sort of expressions the person used. And he would never have had to do this for 2 years on somebody at 4 hours a week. No, the person would have gotten well, that's all.